Hey, Survivor. Welcome to episode 70 of the Vibrant Survivor podcast. Is the narcissist in your life being hasty towards you and others? Well, today I'm going to break this down by sharing 5 red flags you can't afford to ignore. But first, let's breathe 448 to self-regulate. Take a deep breath in. 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And breathe normally. How does that feel in your body right now? Make a note of any thoughts or sensations that came up, if you'd like. Now, grab your notebook and pen, and let's dig in. Hey, Survivor. Welcome to the Vibrant Survivor podcast. Do you want to disconnect from a narcissistic or toxic situation and heal? Are you Googling how to identify a narcissist, narcissistic abuse, and boundaries? Are you feeling stressed and lonely while trying to avoid being sucked back in and lied to again? Hey, I'm Leslie. As a busy wife and mom, I fell for the lies and manipulations of narcissists. I wasted my time, talents, and money on users who kept moving the goalposts. I wanted real relationships and business opportunities and to enjoy life with my family. Instead, I struggled with anxiety, panic attacks, and insomnia, and I couldn't trust my body or anybody until I took a holistic approach to healing. In this podcast, you'll find tips for healthy living, trauma healing, and boundaries so that you'll have the freedom, confidence, and inner peace to respond, not react, after narcissistic abuse. Take a deep breath in, let it out slowly, and just relax. This time's for you. Hey, Survivor, do you want to heal after narcissistic abuse? Come and join me in a closure coaching session. This is a 1-hour, one-on-one coaching call that's going to help you disconnect from dysfunction, create your own closure, and begin a long-lasting journey of healing, step by step. Head right now to closurecoachingsession.com. Narcissists operate in a hot or Hulk brain mode, where the sympathetic nervous system is dominant, a fiery cocktail of cortisol and adrenaline is flooding the body and brain, and intentional living is off the table. Everyone and everything is viewed as a threat, whether it's real or perceived. They're in survival mode, trying to get their needs met, and impulsive behaviors can result. Regardless of the relationship, if you don't know who and what you're dealing with, you can be a target for the narcissist's hasty behavior. I was. Whether it was my dad smearing my husband and threatening not to walk me down the aisle, like the day before my wedding, fake friends love bombing me into their cliques or fan clubs to serve them in these one-sided situationships, the alleged murderer future faking me and discarding me, or a covert malignant female using my PTSD from the murders to manipulate me, or just being bullied as a kid. Sound familiar? Here are 5 red flags you can't afford to ignore. Number 1, harmful behavior. Narcissists often act in hurtful ways towards others, using things like manipulation tactics, gaslighting, scapegoating, or abuse, whether it's physical or emotional. More than likely, something similar has happened to them or is currently happening to them, and in essence, they are acting out based on that and paying it forward. If you, Survivor, feel belittled, disrespected, or even threatened, that could be a sign that you are dealing with a narcissistic or toxic individual. Number 2, apathetic attitude. Narcissists lack empathy and could care less about your needs and feelings. They likely were neglected emotionally, physically, in terms of their own needs, and may be currently experiencing that. If you feel dismissed emotionally, or you feel like your experiences are being minimized, you feel unheard or invalidated, that is no bueno. Number three, self-serving behavior. Narcissists will prioritize their needs above anything else at your expense. And it goes without saying that their needs were probably neglected in all kinds of ways that you may not even be able to imagine. And they may even have been taught and trained through their own family dynamics or upbringing that this is how you do it. Use people, get what you can, and get out quickly before they even know what happened. If you feel used for someone else's personal gain, or you see that someone is manipulating situations for power or control, that is a red flag. Number four, trauma reinforcing behavior. Narcissists can keep you stuck in traumatic cycles through invalidation, gaslighting, and emotionally manipulating you. More than likely, they come from a background where they have been traumatized, probably as a child, and they may be in current relationships or have dynamics that they're currently experiencing where they're being traumatized. And if you've shared things with the narcissist about some of your pain points, experiences that you've had in the past, things that scare you, things that have happened to you that have left you feeling traumatized, the narcissist can and will use that against you in the form of maybe bringing it up again, especially at a time when they need for you to fall in line with what they want or need. It's like ripping the scab off a wound, the wound being your past trauma, so that it doesn't heal. It can really set you back on your healing journey or even keep you from finding the path. You deserve healing, survivor, from your past trauma. This is not okay. Number five, youth contaminating behavior. Narcissists may exploit younger, more vulnerable individuals for their own benefit, even their own children. Or it could even be someone who's younger than they are. The idea is to be able to feel powerful, even if it's a false sense of power, some sense of control. More than likely, they are currently or have previously experienced moments where they felt out of control and they've been manipulated, taken advantage of, etc. This type of behavior, especially when it involves youth, it's predatory and it fuels generational trauma, and it has to be recognized and stopped because, as cliche as it may sound, the youth are our future. And at some point, someone has to stop the cycle of abuse, the cycle of trauma, put their foot down, and make a decision to do things differently moving forward. Now, here are three tactical solutions for your empowerment and healing, survivor. One is to set boundaries. Be clear, firm, create space, and know that it's okay to say no to toxic relationships. The narcissist will not like it, but this is about you and your healing journey. Number two, look for support on your healing journey. This could be a trusted family member, friend, professional who can relate, validate, guide, and encourage you along the way. You know I've been there. I'm here for you, survivor. Number three, one step at a time. Keep it simple to avoid overwhelming your body and brain. Number four, well-being. That is, your well-being is your priority. Practice self-care by getting quiet, meditating, journaling, doing things that light you up. Now, let's recap 5 red flags you can't afford to ignore when it comes to the narcissist's hasty behavior. Number 1, harmful behavior. Number 2, apathetic attitude. Number 3, self-serving behavior. Number 4, trauma reinforcing behavior. And number 5, youth contaminating behavior. Hasty behavior is part of the narcissist's MO. Remember, when the narcissist is hasty, it's time for you to slow down. Thanks for tuning in, Survivor. Be gentle with yourself. Take one step at a time while prioritizing your health and well-being.
If this podcast has helped you understand who and what you're dealing with, sharpen your discernment, and move forward on your healing journey, share it with another survivor. Help me help others by leaving a review for the show. And let's connect on social. Take a screenshot, share it in your IG stories, find and tag me at The Vibrant Survivor, and I'll share your post too. I look forward to connecting with you on IG and seeing you back here. You're not alone, and you're not crazy. Know who you're dealing with, know who you are. Take care, and I'll meet you back here next week. Bye-bye.